It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Kirk Winstein. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you, Jackie.
Happy to have you back on the show. We're here to talk about Crowbar's 12th studio album, Zero and Below. Which was more important, maintaining consistency or incorporating something abstract, and why?
A little bit of both. We intentionally kind of went back to, even though I'm the only original member, like I was telling the other guys, I said, one of the biggest things I think that's missing on the last two records, at least, was just like the way we transitioned from one part to another. I said, we used to really, hammer it out and figure out something creative, how to get from one riff to the next. And I think we were able to accomplish that on this one. And also, I told them, I said, man, we really need to get, I want to bring in the element of doom a lot more. And if you got doom riffs that are kind of melodic, it helps really, it kind of lends itself to more melodic vocals. So, I think we accomplished that as well. So, for us, it's just been tough because this record was completed in February of 2020 and we were all set to go on tour and boom, just like everybody else, everything shut down. So we've been sitting on this record for 2 years. So we're so excited to get it out. And we're really proud of it.
Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. The new Crowbar record is coming out March 4th. It's called Zero and Below. Here's a tune from it, Chemical Gods. It's Full Metal Jackie. Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. We're talking about the new Crowbar record, Zero and Below. And the new album has actually been done for quite a while. What goes through your mind in terms of considering whether or not to tinker with music that's already complete?
But believe me, I did consider, but, after listening, during the height of the pandemic where I literally went to the grocery store and that was it, I started listening to the album, often, I just go sit in the car by myself and crank up the stereo and pop a CD in or whatever. And I really kind of analyzed it all again, multiple times. And at the end of the day, I said, I love it just the way it is. Because we did have the capability of going in and changing things if we didn't like it. But myself and all the other guys, and Dwayne, our producer, all felt that, we accomplished what we set out to do, and it's a really strong record. So, fortunately, we didn't change anything. And even today, I just listened to it this morning on headphones. I got the real CDs and, the press copies and all. And so I listened to it this morning, and I just love it. So there's absolutely nothing I would change.
Kirk Winstein of Crowbar on the show with us, getting ready for the new Crowbar record, Zero and Below, coming out March 4th. Pantera coming up next, plus Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit, music from Judas Priest. Kirk's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar on the show with us this week. And people associate Crowbar with guitar riffs and the sound of your voice, but lyrics are integral to your music too. As a lyricist, what are your strengths, especially on the new album?
Lyric-wise, I'm kind of funny because I really just, for the most part, certain songs like the first single and video, Chemical Gods, it's kind of obvious by the title alone, what that one's about. But for the most part, a lot of times I just write down thoughts and I write a lot in metaphors. So for me, it might mean one thing. It might mean something else to the lyric, to the listener, excuse me. But at the end of the day, pretty much every gig I play anywhere, someone comes up and tells me, your music and your lyrics really helped me through a rough time in my life. I know it's very therapeutic for me, the lyrics and the music. So the fact that you can be helping someone else out by something you created is a really cool thing. And I think it's really important that they get something positive out of it.
Zero and Below, the new record from Crowbar, is coming out on March 4th. Kirk Winstein, my guest on the show this week. Coming up this hour, the Deathcloth Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Dio, Exodus, and more with Kirk after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. The new record is called Zero and Below, and they're are two sides to being a musician, pursuing it as a career and doing it for fun. What's the most important thing you've learned about coinciding those different perspectives?
Really, it's the biggest thing I've learned over the course of my career, and I do it for a living. This will be my 19th record. 12 at Crowbar, 4 with Down, 2 with Kingdom of Sorrow, and my solo. So I'm lucky enough and blessed enough to be able to, although times get tough sometimes, but, to be able to basically, this is my job. But I've just found out, even early on how cutthroat and how difficult the business is. And, lately it seems, things have changed and not for the better as far as, people buying records and things like that. Although the new dawn of vinyl is really helping things out, because I don't know about, and I'm sure, I don't know about other bands, but I'm sure they do it as well. But any vinyl that you purchase from Crowbar has a free digital download in it as well. So you can have the actual physical product and still do a digital download for the music. But it's just, it's a tough business. So, people a lot of times ask, do you have advice for younger guys or girls, starting out in the music industry and business? And I'm like, it's different now, but still, I think the main things still stand, which is, you really gotta really, really, really want this, and you gotta really work as hard as possible, because it's a lot tougher than you think once you jump in, jump into the fire. And there's many times I've never thought of giving up, and that's a really important thing. But it is many, many times where I was really, things were at a low, and it's scary when it gets like that. But fortunately, things are doing great right now. So I kind of live in the day and look toward the future. I don't really think about the past much. I think it's healthier for me, at least mentally, to just be the best I can be and accomplish the most I can do today. And I'll worry about tomorrow.
Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. Coming up next, another tune from Exodus and their latest record. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Kirk. It's Full Metal Jackie. Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. And Kirk, the pandemic sidelined any full celebration of the anniversary of the first Down album. Why is it important to eventually commemorate NOLA?
It's just such a classic record, we were able at least to do the live stream, which was a huge success, although I've done 4 live streams and then one live stream that was a concert as well with Down in 2021. We did that, a live show that was a live stream. But the live stream thing, at least we got to do that. But I just think it's an iconic record, and it deserves to be celebrated. For us, it's always been the majority of our set. Even when we were on tour supporting newer records, we'd still incorporate the majority of the Down NOLA record into it. It's actually certified gold finally after a million years, but I'll take it. But it's one of those records that seems to be very influential on so many people. And, for that alone, and just for the fact that there's nothing else that really sounded like it then or sounds like it now, Down's a really powerful band and a different experience altogether from everything else that all us dudes do. It's just one of those records that, we feel how important it is through what the feedback we get from fans. And, we love to celebrate, the release of that 27 years ago going on. But, that there's nothing we can do about that, but we can still celebrate the music of NOLA and play it live and incorporate some of the other stuff, other records as well.
Kirk Winstein with us. Pick up the new Crowbar record, Zero and Below. Kirk, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for being on the show, and good luck with everything this year.
Thanks so much, and great to catch up with you as well. It's been a while.
Music from Dio and more after this.